12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to A Spy Thriller with Teeth. 12-Sided Stories presents Dead Drop, a story-heavy, rules-light, Knights Black Agents actual play. And now, your director, Wes Otis.
Welcome to Dead Drop, episode number 4. My name is Wes. I am here with some great players. Let us start with Pooja.
Hello, I am Pooja, she, her, and I am playing Asha Kumar, also she, her. And I really just want to blow this joint, figuratively and literally.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Sophia Vallardis. Both of us are she, her, and I don't know what's going to happen. I'm the person in the van, so I got to figure something out.
Hello, I am Saint or Saint Spider, and for now I've been playing Layla Soto. She is trying to head through that door and survive. So let's do that, hopefully. All right, Wes?
Oh, I'm unsympathetic completely. No, I'm very Old Testament GM, so, you know. Sorry. B.
Hello all, I am B, they, them, and I am playing Decker Black, he, him, who thinks with his muscles, and that has gotten him into quite a predicament.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko.fi, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
Last time we were together, you had all gotten into a party that Brad Templeton had thrown with a bunch of people for some kind of charity. You believe it's for the God First Church. And you had all this information. You went in there. Everything was going really well. You discovered that there was a basement downstairs, and it had a lot of energy going to it. So Decker went into the basement with Aaron, a very drugged up girl who seemed very interested in him.
Self-drugged up, too. That's self-drugged up.
Yeah, the way I stated, totally self-drugged up. She was definitely doing maybe a few rails before she started talking to you.
All Decker did was break her neck. He did not have anything to do with that.
So how this all got started, though, was Decker felt that Aaron was inconsequential and used his earpiece very out in the open to say, hey, by the way, I'm downstairs with this woman. She's not going to be a problem. And it got real serious real fast. Aaron pushed him up against the crates, which definitely probably are a lot of drugs, you're thinking, and got very upset. And Decker then broke her neck, thinking that that was going to be the best way to deal with the situation. He then left her there and went back to the back of the basement to find a man naked, except for shorts, with tubes out of his chest, asking Decker to please release him from this torture as this machine is slowly drawing his blood out. Meanwhile, upstairs, Asha hears all of this as she's getting into the office. She finds the safe, is about to blow up the safe when Aaron, with her head on the wrong way, walks out of the basement into the entryway, the dining room, that whole big area, and announces that there are intruders and that one of them is downstairs, and then points at Layla, who is trying very desperately to either throw up on cue or get the hell out of there. And once she realizes she can't throw up because she did not eat the oysters, she started heading for the door, but unfortunately didn't make it far enough before almost everybody in this room, probably at least half of them, started to change their faces. They started to grow teeth, and the energy in the room turned from nice upscale party listening to orchestral pieces of Coldplay and Limp Bizkit to, holy shit, this is serious. And for everybody who's listening and going, why haven't I heard these orchestral pieces of Coldplay and Limp Bizkit? It's because I don't have the copyright allowance to use them. So I just want you to think about that in your mind. I want you to think about Coldplay and Limp Bizkit as a four-piece cello, viola, you know, bass, the whole nine yards. So, all right, so that's where we're picking it up.
I refuse.
Let's start with Sophia, who is in the van and is probably thinking, you know, I could just drive away.
Don't you dare.
Help.
I'm thinking, oh, shit. Okay, senses are heightened. Loud fire alarms. That's what I'm thinking, is to set off all the very loud fire alarms in the house. Okay.
Oh, do they have sprinklers too? Get people...
I'm sure they do.
Wet and annoyed.
Let's get them wet and annoyed and in pain and hysterical.
Wasn't there like a chemical reaction with water?
With the pill itself, yes.
Okay, okay.
But I'm assuming they're probably just going to be like, okay. But it will distract them. Maybe.
That's the hope.
That's the hope. While she's thinking, I just want to run towards the door. And as I'm running, I want to be like, pull the car up close as close as possible.
Okay. So you're running and all of these creatures are converging on you. And suddenly the sprinklers go off and all this marble gets really wet.
But as I say, as an agent, I'm going to have rubber track. You know, those things you can put on. I can wear heels, but like with their chunk heels, and they've got those things that they, you can put adhesive of just something that gives you friction. I mean, I'm not saying I have galoshes on, but you know, I've got a little
Here's
bit of
the deal. I think that, oh, you have 0 points in preparedness.
No.
This particular thing That's is a preparedness so rolls.
But okay. It just makes, I never describe my shoes. Yes, to have shoes that aren't just like slip and slides.
Did you have your shoes airdropped by a drone?
Only, that's, you burned our location, so don't act all smug.
Ah, the finger pointing has begun.
God damn it.
You have no preparedness, so you have to roll.
No, but streetwise, for the streets.
You have, I'm going to say preparedness. You have to make a, and I'll make it an easy roll. You have to get a four better.
Okay. Oh, shit. All right. I'm doing the lucky purple one. Here we go.
Lucky purple.
Yes.
It's a
four, but it went off my mat. Does that count? It's on my desk. Okay. I want to be fair, even though I need these shoes.
Yeah, that counts. I'm not going to.
It's got a little bit of traction.
So luckily you have, you pre-treated your little traction on the, you know, you've got like, what, 4-inch heels with a little bit of rubber on the bottom. And you're running across the wet marble. Let's jump up to Asha.
Okay. Let's blow this joint.
So you're going to
blow the safe? I said that already. My bad. I've put the charge on the safe already, so I am going to blow it.
All right. Can you give me your explosive device roll to see how this goes?
Great. I'm going to use 2 points out of that.
Okay.
Because why not? Sweet. I rolled a two, so that gives me a four.
Okay.
Hopefully this was easy.
Well, they work at least.
So you hit this thing with the charge, and it makes a noise, but there's so much chaos going underneath that it doesn't seem to do anything, doesn't attract anybody, because everybody's in the main room.
When we said distraction, this is not what we meant, but it'll work anyway, whatever.
The smoke clears and you realize that it just wasn't enough C4. You need a little bit more to blow the door.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna put on another charge then.
Okay, so you get another charge on really quickly. How many points do you want to spend?
I will spend another 2 points and hopefully get a better roll.
Okay, go for it.
I did. This time it was a 5. So that gives me a 7.
Excellent. This time the door blows open. Downstairs, Layla, you can tell some of the people look up and realize something's going upstairs, and they peel off and start going towards the stairs.
Can I just yell through my thing? They're coming up.
Yeah, sure. So, Asha, you know there's a group of them coming up towards your location.
In the comms, I say, grab and go, grab and go.
That's the plan, and I'm, like, shoving the contents of the safe into my bag.
Okay. So, Decker, this guy is hanging there with tubes coming out of him, and he looks at you in the eyes. And there are not many men or women that you see that you think are as attractive as you. But this man has a charisma that you can't quite understand. And he is going to try and convince you to let him down. He reaches out towards your mind to have you unplug him from this contraption and get him out of there. So it is your choice. You can either say, yes, I'm going to let this happen and I'm just going to go with it. Yes, I'm going to do it anyway because that was my plan. Or I want to fight this and try to keep him from fucking with my mind.
I was going to do it anyways. And then you're like, oh my God, he's beautiful. Tubes and all. Yeah, Decker is, again, he thinks with his muscles.
Absolutely. Tell me how you get him out of this apparatus.
Decker's not a graceful person. It's a lot of ripping. Blood squirts everywhere. And then he's going to try and... like, how weak is this person? How large are they as well? Like, are they pick-upable? Can I, like...
He's probably, like, 6'3", but he's emaciated.
Okay. He'll go over my shoulders.
Okay, cool. So you're heading up the stairs. You've got, like, all this blood all over the place. Let's jump over to Sophia. What are you doing, Sophia? You know that Layla is heading towards the door.
Okay, well, I'm going to be driving closer so that everyone can pile in. You know, I know it's a circular drive. There are going to be cars in the drive.
Yeah, there's tons of cars. You're going to have to go up onto the grass to get closer.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to.
Do you have driving?
I do.
Can I get a driving roll?
How hard is this?
I would say that it is pretty hard. I mean, I'd say that it's medium.
I was like, as anyone who's been a teenager and just missed the driveway before.
Yeah. Getting up on the grass is easy. Not crashing into the water fountain that's in the center might not be as easy.
Fair. So I'm going to put 2. So I rolled a 3, so that's 5.
All right. You hit the embankment. You come up, you swerve, and you hit the side of the van into the fountain because it was a 6. So, and the guards turn around and point, and they start to converge on your area. Look at poor Saint. Now, did you take any small gun with you or anything else, or are you...
I mean, I didn't say it, but... We only kind of lightly described our clothes. Okay. My default would have been, we have an agent's package.
I am fine with that. I'm not... I'll make you roll for stilettos with plastic, with rubber
guns
soles.
Guns in them? Like,
that, yeah. That's a bit far, but I'll say that you have...
Well, we did talk about, like, making sure that Decker's outfit had room for guns. So I feel like all of our outfits would have room for guns because we made that choice.
That's good.
I love how players become the greatest advocates ever when they're trying to keep alive.
We're a team.
We're a team. Layla, you're not going to make it to that door. They're very fast and now angry and hysterical and wet. And that's a producer's reference. So what are you going to do?
Well,
you got to clear the way.
Yeah, I mean, this is... only a shooting situation, I believe.
Do you have hand-to-hand?
I have hand-to-hand, but it's not that good. I also have weapons, but it's not like I brought a sword or anything. Though, how close is the table with all the food and stuff, rather?
You were relatively close to that when this all went off, so...
Perhaps, is there a carving knife that's sticking out of a turkey I can rip out? All right. Yeah, because, you know, why not? I've got a 10 in weapons, so let's try to use this. You said there's two near me or one?
There are several near you, but there's like two in front of you between you and the door. You go past the carving station and you grab the knife.
Just the biggest freaking... If they've got a cleaver, I grab that cleaver.
Okay, let's say they have a cleaver. That's
all right, yes, for a big hand. And I'm looking at my weapons thing, and there's a little cherry that's called Quincy Morris's Bowie Knife. I don't know who Quincy Morris is. So if your weapon rating is 8 or more, you can throw any balanced hand weapon, knife, tomahawk, scalpel, at a target within near range at no penalty to difficulty or damage. Interesting. And then also, I guess, having a weapon rating of 8 or higher allows the extra attacks, something on page 74, martial arts, page 75, and special weapon, beep, blah, blah. So all this stuff I didn't read, so I can't use it. Okay, I was going to say I'll throw it. And I'm like, wait a minute. No, I don't want to throw. Wait, what if I stay near this table and then I start throwing knives because I'm surrounded, so I don't want to get bit in the back. So here's my plan. I'm by the carving table. I've got first the carving knife, one of those long ones, serrated, but it has a bit of a throw situation. I'm going to go for the closest one to me. I'm going to try to throw it in its eyeball because I know that will probably stop it. I don't know, something in my soul thinks that. And then I hope to then also be throwing knives at other monsters. And that is my plan.
This is going to be kind of a flurry of different things.
Okay.
We're going to shake this down for one roll of your... I'm going to say that you have access to 6 knives. I'm not going to make you roll 6 times. What I'm thinking is I want you to roll... Tell me how many points you want to put in to this roll. I'm going to tell you now, it's very difficult. They're moving fast, it's wet, and there's a lot going on, and you're freaked out. So it's a very difficult roll. But if you make the roll, you do the really cool cinematic thing where you hit a bunch of them. If you don't make the roll, you might hit a couple, and then the rest are going to deal with the consequences.
Deal with the consequences. All right, so we're just rolling one.
One die and then picking how many points you want to put. This is a very difficult roll. I will say that again.
Shit. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to put 7 points in it.
All right.
Okay. Please don't fail me, weapons. All right. Here we go. 7 points. Here we go. Can I say here we go one more time? Sure.
Yeah, you got this.
Yeah. It's just all my nerves. All right. 5. Plus 7.
All right.
Equals a number.
12. So 12, <yeah. laughs> you start whipping knives at these and you just pop, 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 pop. And right as you're throwing these knives, that's the point that Decker comes out. Decker, you see Layla, she's surrounded. She has just whipped these knives and dropped a bunch of people. And now she's running for the front door. She's made a little corridor for herself. And the second you come out, a bunch of them turn around and they go, they've got the Baron. And they shift their focus from Layla to you. And you have the stairs behind you that are open.
Uh-huh.
And then this mass of people coming towards you.
Do I have an idea that the stairs above me is where Asha is?
You know that she's upstairs, yeah.
Yeah, I'm running there.
Okay, cool.
Asha, incoming.
I take that opening.
As you're going up the stairs, you notice that there is a group of people who are just about to get to the office where Asha is. This is all happening within the same, like, seconds.
Great. So do I have I gotten the contents of the safe in the bag?
Yeah. You grab a bunch of stuff. You know, you have it. You can hear them outside trying to get into the door.
Okay. So I'm going to use the rest of my explosives. Well, no, I'm carrying a lot of explosives because this was the entire plan of how I was planning on dealing with all of this. So I'm going to use a chunk of my explosives to... How long do I think this door is going to hold?
Not long at all. These are vampire mutant things that are very strong.
Fantastic.
And can smell you through the door.
Great. Hopefully they like the smell of C4 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make like a small improvised explosive device and throw it at the door.
Okay. So do you get close to the door or do you just throw it at the door?
I would like to set it up on the door, yes. Like, it, I mean, if I have time to do that, I will stick it to the door and then bolt.
All right. You set this all up. And suddenly you hear one of them goes, wait a minute. You hear whispering. And then suddenly they leave the door alone. They walk away. Now on the outside, Decker, you see this group and they have this little conversation. And one of them runs down the hallway and you have the Baron over your shoulder. And you notice his wounds have healed up completely. And he goes, I need your help.
Yeah, what's up? Can you walk? It's hard to carry a person and going upstairs. Also, we're under attack. But yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. What's up?
I can walk. It's just, you're so beautiful. I just need a kiss.
I'll roll this.
Okay.
Just because the threat of danger?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Immediate danger makes that.
Yeah.
Stability?
Stability. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm running out of stability. I'm going to add one.
Okay. It's, I'm going to tell you it's a six. I'm just going to straight up tell you it's a six. Okay. So if you want to add more points, you can, but it's a six.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Oh. How's a five?
Wow.
So close.
Dang. So you're halfway up the stairs. He goes, of course I can, but I just need a kiss. And he pulls you in closely and he just bites into your lower lip. You feel life force just sucked up through your lip and you feel blood trickle down your throat a little bit. And he suddenly starts to change and he grabs you closer and starts pulling you in and starts pulling in to go for your throat.
How much of this conversation that they're having, can I hear?
You hear a lot of it. You hear, I need a kiss. He's right there. You can hear what's going on. And then suddenly you hear the sound of kissing and embrace. And all along, you know that this whole melee is going on in the background. While these other vampire creatures are outside of the door from where you are, and you've set up the C4, but for some weird reason, they've stopped trying to get into the door. But they're still outside. They're talking with each other. And you hear, I'm going to say, slight, like, moan from Decker of both pleasure and fear.
Decker, get yourself together. We need to get the fuck out of here now.
So with that, I'm going to say that it kind of wakes you up as he's burying his teeth into your neck to take a bigger drink. You suddenly wake up and realize how painful it is. What do you want to do?
Tasting blood. I'm going to pull myself away and scramble towards the door where Asha is.
Okay, so do a hand-to-hand for me.
Okay. I'll put 3 points into that.
All right, cool.
You see, this is where I'm confident.
Yeah.
Not my best. 5.
Okay. So he's still relatively weak. And so you push him off of you and he stumbles back and you run. And the other creatures are at the top of the stairs and they see you running up and they see the Baron. And the Baron looks at them like, that's my meal. And so they start backing up quickly. And he just slowly starts walking up the stairs towards you like you're already shot deer that's not going to get away.
No. You're the real deal.
Yes, dear, I am. And you can be the real deal, too. Think of living forever.
No. So the drugs are coming from your blood. You're a part of this. And like still like not even standing up, still like kind of like butt shuffling away.
Don't you want to be beautiful forever? Why waste such a beautiful body on age?
Cuz I think growing old is human. It's nice. And he's at the door and he's going to start like banging on it.
You hear this banging, Asha. Meanwhile, let's jump back over to
stress.
Sophia.
Shit.
What are you going to do? These guys are coming towards you. You do have weapons.
I can't back up.
You can back up. It's another drive roll to get try to get out of this because you're now stuck up against a fountain.
I mean, I guess I can try and shoot.
All right. So you start, do you just roll down the window and start shooting or,
yes.
or what? Okay.
Yes. Oh. I'm sure we have a rifle or something.
In the van for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have yeah. lots of weapons.
There's a minigun in there.
I rolled a 6.
Awesome. So you clip a couple of them. The guards are just normal people and go down quick. And the second you start shooting, they take cover and take out weapons. And that's the point that Layla bursts through the doors in her rubber-soled Louis Vuittons. And right behind you, Layla, you can feel someone about to grab you. So you need to make a hand-to-hand roll for me.
Okay. Not athletics.
Do you want to dive away from them or do you want to try to knock them away from you? Which do you want?
Yeah, let me just dodge. So athletics is okay?
Athletics is fine.
Yeah, okay. Is this just going to be Decker? All right. I'm going to... Oh, God. Yes, the traditional 2. Let's toss those in. Dodge. Yes. Okay, I rolled a 4 plus 2, 6.
All right, so... You jump and this thing behind you grabs your leg and pulls you down to the ground and then flips you over.
They're strong.
And it is Thaddeus's mother. And her face has changed and she goes, I would have given you everything you needed had you just played along. And she jumps on top of you and tries to decapitate you with her fangs.
Oh, my God.
Grandma, damn. Jesus Christ. So it's like, oh, my God. Okay. So, yeah, I'm not talking to her. So what can I do here? She's trying to
shoot
decapitate
her.
Me. Yeah, I guess, yeah, because I haven't used my gun yet. So it's point blank, right?
Right, or, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to just, instead of that uppercut, just do a... Like,
just do a gun?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a roll.
Okay, let's see. Put the proper... Is this a hard roll?
I'm going to say it's a medium roll, so like a 6.
See, I was all happy about my last 6. Mm-hmm. All right.
You did really well. You, like, downed a bunch of them.
I know, but I'm greedy.
All right, let's see. I'm going to use 3 for my thing because I don't trust her not to try to murder me very hard. All right, please. Okay, well, I got 1, so that's 4, which doesn't make it.
Oh, wow.
Sophia better help you because you might die.
Yeah, I've already got the gun out the window, so...
So I just missed, or did I hit her and it just doesn't do anything?
You go like this and it goes off and it shoots off to the side and doesn't hit her.
Okay, total miss. Damn. Yeah.
I was going to shoot at the old lady.
Yes, please do, ma'am.
Okay.
So I only have 2 points in weapons, so I'm going to spend my 2.
Yeah.
That makes a 7.
Nice. Was it a hard roll?
All right, so let's jump over to Asha.
Hey!
Now.
Oh, man. We're never leaving this party.
Asha, you hear everything that happened. You hear everything that went on and some of the conversation with the Baron who is walking up the stairs. And suddenly this pounding on the door, you know that Decker's on the other side bleeding.
I'm going to open the door with my gun out and cover him as he gets inside.
I will scramble in.
All right. You shut the door and you see the few of the creatures down the way. When you pull them in, they seem to be staying away. And the Baron is only 10 feet behind, about to get to the door. What do you want to do?
So I made a distraction and he's like trying to wipe the blood away. Fuck, the suit cost a lot. That distraction was such a bad idea.
I'm like, oh, fuck no. But I pull Decker over to the window and basically, like there's a trellis, climb down it. We're getting the fuck out of here. What I would like to do is time it so that Baron is kind of like as near to the door as possible.
Okay, absolutely.
And I am going to blow that charge on the way out.
Asha, is that one charge on the door? You need to burn this place down. In the basement, that drug is going out everywhere. It's going to be going international. We can't fuck up that many people's lives. This place has to burn to the ground. And he's like halfway out the window, holding on.
We don't have time for it.
Fuck.
Like, that isn't happening today. But right now, I can take one of those fuckers out who did the same thing to you as they did to me.
Make sure you kill them. I don't know how to do it. And he ducks away.
Can I get an athletics roll, Decker, for your descent?
Yeah. Drop in 3 in athletics. 7.
All right, cool. Yeah, it is smooth. You get down really easily. You run around the side of the building. You see Layla with Grandma Vampire on top trying to eat her. And you see Sophia taking a shot. Sophia hits Thaddeus's mother in the shoulder. She falls back and starts to almost immediately get back up, but it gives Layla a chance to scramble away and make an athletics roll for me.
All right. Let me put another... Is this hard?
Yes.
She fast.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me put 4 in there. All right. Doo-doo-doo. All right. 4 plus 4, 8.
So you get up, you scramble up. You know that Thaddeus's mother is getting up, but you're able to run. And Sophia, you're shooting to cause a distraction. Decker, are you just running straight for the van?
I would love to curb stop the grandma. Like, is she prone or is she up now?
She's starting to get up.
I'll just shoot her in the head. Run by and shoot her. Pull out that gun that I was given.
Okay, just give me a shooting roll.
I will put 2 in 7.
Excellent. She's down. You hit her in the head. It's like really bad. And so you're running by, you shoot, you get to the van, and you realize that you're going to have to help push the van a little bit to get it unstuck from the water fountain.
What the fuck, Sophia?
Just, we'll talk about it later.
I'm putting it in reverse.
So you're all trying to do that. Asha, you are outside, about to go down, and you wait till you hear the footsteps get right up to the door. Make a roll for me.
I am going to add 3 points to this. Oh, hell yeah. 8. Oh, that's a 9.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Ooh. So this explosion happens. Do you wait or do you just go down?
Oh, I just go down. Like, I'm not sticking around to find out. Like, also, I know, I feel like I'm cognizant enough of my, of the destructive capabilities of my explosive devices that I don't want to be staring at it when it goes off.
True.
Fair.
So you're coming down. I need an athletics roll. So here's what happens. This huge explosion happens right as Decker gets to the van and starts to help. The windows on all the top floor blow out. There's a bunch of fire. People are freaking out. You see people start running just chaotically everywhere. You have to make it down, and there's this huge explosion that jostles you really hard. And this is, again, a hard roll because of everything going on.
Okay. Is this a foot chase?
No, this is you trying to get down the side of the thing without falling.
So I'm going to add 3 points to this, which gives me a 6.
All right. It hits you, and the reverberation kind of shakes the foundation of this house. And you fall gracefully. You don't take any damage or anything else, but there's glass everywhere. And it kind of stuns you for just a second, but you make it down and you realize everything that's going on. And a moment later, you feel the presence of someone above you. And you look up, and it's the Baron. And he is floating in the air about 15 feet up, and he looks down at you and he goes, "You're lucky my father has taken a liking to you." And then he just flies away into the night. Yes, Decker? You have a question?
So many questions, but none that I could even begin to process. My father? Is he not in control? Can they make more drugs? What's going to happen?
How much blood loss has Decker suffered? Do I need to take care of
enough? Yeah, you're going to have to take care of him, but first you got to get the fuck out of here because this explosion has given you an opportunity to get the hell out.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take it.
All right, so I need a driving roll from Sophia because you have to swing around and pick up Asha.
Two more points of drive. I'm putting them in there. It's a six.
Okay, Asha jumps in. And you guys speed off into the night. That didn't go well.
No.
Wow. That was a shit show.
Oh, and Decker's like holding, like, I couldn't get my lip to stop bleeding. What?
Yeah, there's something in the bite that just makes the blood go.
It stops a lot eventually. Quicker.
Anticoagulant.
Will I die if I drink all my blood? Oh, this is awful.
Oh my god. Let me just grab our car kit.
Can I get a medic roll?
Will you sew it, please?
God. Yeah, he probably needs that because if it's like. They have venom, right? Oh, wait.
You don't know.
I don't know that. Mm-mm. It's my guess from snakes. I'm like, oh, this kind of looks, it's bleedy like a snake bite. All right, anyway, I just stopped talking.
What?
I'm just talking to myself. Shush, 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 shush. Sorry, I forgot. I need to put points in.
I say you may want to get a sample before you close it up.
Yeah. I'll definitely swab the area. Of like, you know, because I have to clean it anyway. So, yeah, I'll take a little
while
bit
you're
of
doing this, Asha, can you give me a stability roll, please?
Yeah.
Don't be what I think is about to happen. Should I still roll or should I wait?
You should roll.
Okay.
I got a five.
You're freaked out, but you're okay.
All right, I'm adding plus two, six plus two, eight on my medic.
All right. You're able to get a sample of the area and you're able to fix the lip and fix the bite mark. Luckily, he didn't take too much blood. You are amazed on how little blood it took for him to come back to that kind of power. And like you said, you have a billion questions, definitely.
I'm going to drive us to our new safe house because the last one was burned.
Look, it was worth it.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, no, we could have picked that up anywhere.
Yeah, we really could. They have lockers and shit. Like, wow.
It's fine. Okay, moving on. That was a vamp, like a real vampire fangs, blood. Like, not just that animalistic, doped up, dilated eyes shit. That was the real
yes.
deal.
What? You just got stitches. Just, like, shh.
Ow!
You're right. We got to talk to Van Helsing, like, as soon as possible.
Okay.
And, like, were we successful? Asha, did you get... You're holding something.
I got the entire contents of the safe and an unpleasant reminder that apparently assholishness runs in the family. Like, dump out the contents, like, everything I grabbed from the safe before I blew up the entire top floor.
The scary part is he has a father.
Do we know about C? This is a meta question.
I don't think that Osh has ever let you know.
Not yet.
No, we got interrupted in some ways.
Right.
With this job.
Oh, yeah, because we were on the phone.
Well, we were meeting thing, and then...
Decker had the problem with the mom, and...
Right. That was pressing. Well, since we all noticed that Mr. Baron knows who she is, I mean,
I don't know that y'all even would have heard that. Because he was, like, floating 15 feet above me.
True.
That's fair.
But I will say, that's like the guy that I encountered before. And I will explain about how part of the reason why I'm so invested in this is because there's this guy named C. Apparently, that's his dad. Or somewhere in the last however long, I encountered more than one of them. Let's hope that it's the former.
Okay. That's a lot to think on.
I'm going to grab her hand and be like, thank you for telling us this. I know we've had our differences in the past, and sometimes we don't always work as well together as we have back in school being the Navy. Thank you for sharing that with us. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, I'm wondering if, does she seem okay? Because Layla's thinking, she a fucking vampire? I do sincerely mean this that I'm saying to her.
Like, I met you in the mid-afternoon in
Well, that doesn't mean... Wait, is that even a thing, though? Is that a vibe?
You guys don't know.
We have no idea.
Yeah.
What I do know is that you... So far, my wound got kind of infected, and you treated it.
Right. Yes. And everything seems okay. All right.
So far.
Well, you're going to need to, like, check her out in a more medical setting than a back of a van.
Probably blood tests or something. Okay. All right. Yeah, well... Maturity reigns now. We've grown together. If you would agree to it, I would love to just make sure that nothing else has happened to you than maybe just a crazy night with Mr. C. I don't know if that's ever occurred to you that there could be something else going on here with your blood.
That's part of the reason I called you in the first place.
Oh, good. I'm glad we got to this point then.
Besides the fact that it was yours was actually the only number I could remember at the time, but... Barring that,
right.
Also why I called you in the first place. Please do. I would like to know that if whatever the fuck that guy is comes near me again, that I won't end up in the same position.
Yes, let's... our next priority. Let's make sure that's all gravy.
But Van Helsing's better provide some fucking answers.
Yeah.
Please. Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's all gravy is what vampires call blood, so...
Ah! Oh, good. So that restaurant that's called It's All Gravy is a vampire.
It's a vampire restaurant.
Yeah.
It's all gravy. Yeah. The first thing you're going to do is call
Carla.
Carla.
Yeah. Sophia, can you call her on the car so we can put her on speakerphone and I'll listen?
I call Carla.
Hey, how'd it go?
It was a shit show, but we got the information. We need to talk to Van Helsing.
Were you compromised?
We need to talk to Van Helsing.
Okay. Well, give me some details at least so I know what to say.
My lip got bit.
You were bit by something?
We encountered an actual vampire, which he didn't, you know, tell us existed.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he wouldn't know that they existed, would be my guess. An actual vampire.
With a name like Van Helsing, you're telling me he didn't know shit about this?
He knew that there was some kind of drug that was causing vampiric stuff, but...
Where do you think the drug came from, Carla?
He just thought it was part... I don't know. Let me get in touch with him, all right? Calm down.
Don't you fucking tell me to calm down.
Okay, we need a new safe house.
It's at least 20 minutes away.
Yeah, no, Carla, they were pumping the real vampire's blood and turning it into this drug.
Oh, fuck. Well, that's no good.
I love Carla.
And now the real vampire is out, and
did you
they're...
kill the real vampire at least?
No, we didn't kill the real vampire.
Tried.
We don't know how.
We barely made it out alive.
I got my lip bit. Is nobody listening?
I literally blew out the top floor of that building.
Okay, wait. What if you got bit?
Oh my god, Carla.
You need to subdue that person.
What?
It might be
what?
Infected.
Well, no. I can't lose my lips are the best feature on me.
No, not lose your lips, but we need to run tests on you. Make sure you're not, you know, turning.
How much... What causes someone to turn? I thought you didn't know vampires are real. First of all, too many levels.
I've seen movies.
Okay.
This isn't a movie.
Let's just get to the boss man, please.
All right.
No one needs your speculation.
Fine. Give me a moment. I'll call you back.
I think that went well.
About as well as could be expected.
Whew.
Swear to God.
Better than the party.
Mm.
It's a low bar, yeah. Sophia.
The phone rings and it's Van Helsing.
So I'm told you ran into an actual vampire.
Yes.
Yes. And let's just, we relay the story to him.
He goes,
wait a minute. The creature was hooked up to an apparatus that was keeping him weak and you unhooked him.
Okay, he asked for help, and he looked sick. I thought he was a hostage.
They were pumping blood out of him at a regular rate, and he wasn't dying, and he thought he was a hostage.
Okay, he glamored me or something.
Well, that's the only explanation that makes any sense at all.
Okay, can we focus on the fact, though, that he bit my lip? Am I gonna be okay?
I have no idea. I've never run into this before. I just thought that it was... I didn't know where the drug was coming from. It's a code name. It's not an actual... I'm not really Van Helsing. It's just a code name I picked out because it fits what was going on.
Okay. Well, then what about the stuff that you asked us to find? What does that have to do with all of this?
I want to know exactly where the drug came from, which obviously you found out that part, but you're saying there was a ton of this in the basement?
Yeah, getting ready to be shipped.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sophia. I think I need to calm down. And, like, rolls the window down and puts his head out the window.
God. Really needs to stop talking.
I can still hear you over the wind.
Yes. We're in the same car.
She goes, no, look. We have to have cooler heads about this.
Look, if you tell us to calm down, if anyone tells me to calm down one more time tonight, they're going to regret it.
No one needs to overreact, okay?
Look. Everyone, deep breath, okay.
Now, we're all professionals here. Let's figure out what we're going to do. Obviously, you need to go into hiding until we can figure out what the next move is. So, do you have a safe place?
That was literally what you were supposed to provide us.
You need a secondary location. I can give you a secondary location. I'll send the information.
With a lab.
Okay, I'll do the best that I can right now.
And if you have a team that can go burn all the contents of that house?
You are my team.
We're not that kind of a team. We're a recon team.
You have an explosive expert with you.
Well, we barely got out alive. There wouldn't have been any time to set up explosions.
Had I known going in that I needed to burn the entire building down, I would have prepped differently. But none of the information that you deigned to provide us.
All right. First of all, I told you everything I knew. This is an operation of finding out what's going on and trying to stop it. I gave you the information that I knew, hoping you'd find out more. You found out more. Good job. But now the more is a whole fucking lot more that we have to deal with like professionals, not like sarcastic people in a van, okay? So, cool it, calm down, stop it, just be more professional. I can't control what happens tonight, but we're gonna have to fucking deal with it, correct? I'm on your side, I'm trying to help you all out. I'll do my best for you, but there's no need for you to be upset with me. I had no clue what you were walking into. I just thought it was a bunch of rich people doing a bunch of drugs. I didn't realize the level that we were dealing with. And you're all super professionals.
Bullshit detector?
Yeah, he seems like...
I know the voice is modulated, so it's harder to tell.
It's a little harder. But that is a investigation skill, so...
Uh-huh. I got 2 points in that.
Okay. You feel like he's being honest with you, but at the same time, that honesty also involves... maybe some half-truths. Like, there's more obviously to this than he's letting on or talking about. He's judging you all right now and making a decision on how well you've done and whether or not you're able to continue on this mission. And it worries you a little bit if he decides you're not. Like, you might go from being an asset to a liability.
I just have one question for you, Van Helsing.
Yes.
What do you got against people in vans?
Oh my god.
And she just laughs out loud.
He laughs too. He goes,
"Look, just get to the safe house, get cleaned up, we'll figure out what the next move is. Carla will be in touch."
And then you hear the click. And I think this is actually a good place for us to wrap this up. This is a good ending point. Thank you all so much. I had a lot of fun. I hope you had fun as well. Let's find out where all of these awesome people are. Let's start with Pooja.
Hello, I am Pooja, and you can find me on Twitter at LADaisyGirl. That's L-A-D-E-S-I girl. Pretty much all the other socials as Forgotten Saves. NSA Brad, don't come after me for my love of explosives. It's all fiction.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. And you can find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects through Battle Bards.
Hello, all. I've been your non-binary busy bee. You can find me on Twitter as at @B_Zelda. I'm a podcaster, streamer, sometimes a TTRPG writer, and the community manager for D&D Adventurers League.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me just hanging out on Twitter. That's at Saint Spider TV, SaintSpiderTV. Thanks.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games, all one word, on Twitter. You can also find the show on Twitter and Instagram at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12, then Sided Stories. You can find our website, all written out, 12sidedstories.com, to look at all our different shows, different things. You can also find us on Twitch on Tuesday nights to find, right now we're playing Providence Decayed, but whenever you listen to this, we might be playing something else, so who knows? Come check that out as well. Also, if you want to help out the podcast or stream, you can throw some stars, 5 stars at us on your favorite whatever platform you like listening on, or give us a review or a shout out. We love hearing from you, or join us on Patreon or Ko-fi to help out with, supporting us a little bit so we can do even more stuff and you get great content in return. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a blast, and we'll see you next week when we figure out whether or not the group is a liability or an asset. Bye, everybody.
Bye.